104.7, Andy and Mel, morning, up to 22 today. The snow is going to continue here for a little while this morning. I think it's still falling. Yeah,
it is. It's still falling, yeah.
I can see it in the light out in the parking lot.
Big fluffy flakes, and it's really pretty.
I always feel bad when I get here and the guy's plowing.
I know.
Because I'm trying to figure out where to park so I'm not in the way. And then so I just stopped, and I'm just kind of taking a lay of the land. I'm like, where should I park? And then he stopped waiting for me to come in and park so he could keep plowing. I'm like, oh, screw it. I'll just park up against the building.
Yeah, I did park in the middle because I could tell he was done there.
Yeah.
So I tried to park a little farther over, but he was done pushing snow. So
and
I went there.
Good luck parking at the mall.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad I'm not going to the mall today. It's going to be awful.
It's going to be parking lot scoliosis.
Oh, it's so bad. It is so bad. I hate it.
I understand it because there's no lines to guide you.
You can't see them.
You can't see them. You think you're even with the next car. You're not.
But it's just so bad.
Anytime
it snows.
Now it has come to this. There's a product called iGuardian that will let you monitor your kid's social media presence from everything from bullying to drugs to nudity. And now they're expanding their products to monitor guns. So if your kid has a photo with guns or starts talking about guns, the iGuardian will alert you so you can keep an eye on it. New version of the software is out in April. It's free. I would like a piece of software to tell me when the kids get in the fridge.
Okay.
Or the bathroom.
Why the bathroom?
Well, because the toilet paper all ends up in the toilet. All of it.
Has Jackie flushed anything down the toilet she's not supposed to yet?
Just an entire roll of toilet paper.
That's it, though? Not, like, actual
And it was
objects?
Unspooled. It wasn't the roll itself.
We had to literally have the toilet taken off because Quincy decided to flush stuff down the toilet. And what she decided to flush down the toilet was aluminum foil and balls.
Oh.
She made balls with it. And, you know, like the hair clips that,
the claw
ones.
Yeah.
I had like those to go over my hot rollers and I think 5 or 6 of those she flushed down the toilet.
Speaking of hot rollers, did you see the video of the girl who burnt off her hair with curling iron?
No. Oh my gosh.
She was doing an instructional YouTube video. She looks like she's in high school, I'm guessing.
Uh-oh.
She's curling her hair, left it on too long and it just burnt right off.
How does she leave it on that long?
I have no idea what's too long.
You would have smelt your hair burning.
As soon as it hits it, though, you can smell burning hair.
Not really.
I've been in the bathroom when Crystal's been doing it. And
but like,
there's always that burnt hair smell in the room.
As females, though, like we know, like you have a good feeling when you're supposed to take the curling iron
off.
I'll
post that video. It's funny because the look on her face is priceless.
Oh. Like, I can imagine. Oh, my goodness. I would be so upset.
Wednesday night in Brockton, Massachusetts. Remember, it was like last fall, around September, October. There was a tweet I saw on Argus 911 of a dad who called 911 because his 8-year-old
wouldn't go to bed. Yeah.
Well, this is kind of in the reverse order.
Oh,
In Brockton, Massachusetts, a 10-year-old didn't want to go to bed. So around 8 p.m., he called 911 on his mom for forcing him to go to bed early. Guess what? I have the call.
Hello. Hi, this is 911. Somebody just called from there.
Yeah, it was my son, my 10-year-old son.
Okay.
No, everything is fine here. I told him to go to bed and he doesn't want to go to bed. So he's like, I'm going to call the cops on you. I said, go ahead. You know,
yeah.
I'm like, go ahead and call the cops on me then. I'm going to put him on the phone. Dan, would you like to talk to the police? Because you can't be calling 911 when there is no emergency because they need it for people who actually are in trouble. He doesn't want to come to the phone. I'm sorry.
We have to send somebody out anyway.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye.
Yeah, I am waiting for when all of a sudden the doorbell rings and there's one of Sioux Falls' finest standing outside the door. And I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Because one of Rockley's favorite things to pick up and run around the house with is the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And he's always pushing the buttons.
Oh, he might call 911.
There's a possibility. And I was almost like, at what age do you teach your kids to dial 911?
I think as soon as they understand the function of a phone, they should probably know to call an emergency.
I told Jackie about that, but at the same time, and like we just taught her our phone numbers so that she knows them by heart.
Right.
In case she needs to get hold of us. But I'm afraid she won't understand that you can't just call 911 and then do it.
Right.
You know, that it's really only if, you know, mommy or daddy are really sick or you're all alone and you don't know where you are, you know, something like that.
Right.
But I'm still afraid she'll just like, oh, I was just pretending. I was practicing, you know, is what I'm afraid will happen. But no, she's four. She's old enough to know.
I'm sure that's happened before. Like, I'm sure that a kid is called just to see what happens. So I'm sure that's happened plenty of times
before.
But
I'm sure if it happens once, they're not going to be real mad or anything.
I don't think so. I wouldn't think so.
And the dispatcher will probably be able to tell that it's a little kid.
Right.
Do you have an emergency? No, I was just practicing. Okay, well, the police are coming. That would freak her out.
Oh, my gosh, it would.
Because it's like, the police will get us. She always has that reaction, like, whenever she sees a police car. Like, we got to buckle you up, because otherwise the policeman will get you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was to get her to buckle up.
Yeah.
And then that turned into a fear. And now it's like, oh, no. You don't need to be afraid of them.
Just you have to know that you'll get in trouble with them.
Right. Anyway. So we've got news on the way here, just a few. Also, those Macklemore tickets very shortly. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 722. 22 the high today. It is 16 right now. Snow's still falling a little bit. Not very hard now, though. We got Macklemore tickets to give away. Who is this?
Caitlin,
how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. You're my 10th caller.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
We got a pair of tickets for you to the sold-out Macklemore show at Augie on April 5th, all right?
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
You are welcome. So, we've got more to give away coming up closer to the show, though.
Yes, we do.
Just thought we'd give you a little taste.
Mm-hmm. A little tease.
It's kind of fun.
It is.
When you have tickets to a show that's sold out.
It is fun, huh?
It is fun.
Yeah. And that's got to be a great show. Soul Crate's opening up. I love them.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay. So I'm sorry, ladies. Right up front, I'm going to apologize in advance.
Oh, boy.
Because you're either about to feel old or that your fears about getting old aren't valid. So happy Friday.
Oh, goody.
According to a study by the University of the West in England and Trinity University in Texas, the age when a woman officially feels old.
This is out of England?
And Texas.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, our country had a part to play in this as well.
Okay, go ahead.
But the age when a woman officially feels old is 46.
I suppose. I think I'll probably start feeling older in my 40s. I don't feel old right now, by any means.
Until the age 46, you might talk about being old and even worrying about being old, but you don't totally believe it until you hit age 46.
Interesting.
Now, the one bright side to passing age 46 and officially becoming old, the study also found that the older a woman got, the less likely they were to complain about feeling overweight.
Okay.
Well, the older they get, the less you care.
That's true.
I mean, I can't wait till I'm that old guy like, hey, what do you mean I can't have a mohawk?
You would look so silly with a mohawk.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think I look kind of silly now.
Yeah, you do. With your mullet.
I think I look even sillier with short hair.
No, I was looking at some pictures last night of us. Like from the Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon and stuff, and when your hair was cut nicely and you shaved, and and I loved your hair there. I even said, "Gosh, I liked Andy's hair there."
Yesterday, I got my driver's license.
Oh, you did! You remembered.
Not only did I remember, I'm not sure what all the fuss is about.
Let me see.
With the whole, you know, oh, it takes so long.
Sometimes it does.
It took me a half hour. But that was only because I had to go get a certified copy of my birth certificate first.
Oh.
And then call my wife to tell me what my PIN number was so I could get cash out of the ATM there. and then filled out the deal for the birth certificate, got that, then went upstairs at the county building,
So you didn't make an appointment?
I was third in line. I did notice on their website it says Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays are the best days to do it.
Oh.
Mondays and Fridays are the busiest.
Okay.
So, but I seriously...
Friday makes sense.
This is like the best driver's license photo I have ever taken.
Oh, you smiled. Other than your hair, that looks really good.
Other than your hair?
Well, I don't like your hair. I'm sorry.
I don't like yours either. It's okay. We're in the same boat.
You don't like my hair? What?
Never have. I don't know why. Mostly, I just think it's that wine red color. It's not natural.
It's bright red. It's not wine red.
It's not natural.
You just hurt my feelings. You don't like my hair at all?
Well, the style of it is fine.
I normally like your hair. I just don't like it when it's long like this.
I just don't like the color.
Are you just saying that because I said I didn't like your color?
Pretty much.
Or your hair? Okay.
Yeah.
Because my hair is pretty good usually.
But I don't care for the unnatural wine red.
Well, it's not wine red, first of all. And second of all, I'm not going to have gray hair.
Well, that's fine.
So I color it.
Why can't you just color it orange like it used to be?
Orange?
Well, I mean, they always say redhead, but it's more orange than red.
That's true. I mean, you look at the picture like that I'm about to post here, and that color red is
similar.
That color red
is similar. Why don't you color it that color?
It's similar. I know. I just go with bright reds now just because it's more fun.
Okay.
You like those pictures? Those are pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I really like the birth control jacket.
I'm about to post my story.
Yeah, happy FFA week.
Happy FFA week. I was big in FFA in high school.
Yeah.
And I have a picture of me wearing the birth control jacket. And then you can see me what I look like as a teenager. I think I was a senior in that picture, actually.
Yeah, that's hot.
Sure. We'll go with that.
The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Your proctologist just called. He found your head.
No.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:42, and it is time for us to crack the vault. Almost totally forgot. Who is this?
This is Mark.
Mark, how are you?
Doing well. How are you today?
Not good. I had a note staring me in the face telling me, hey, don't forget to give away the vault.
Don't forget.
And I almost did. So nice. Instead, I just stepped all over Black Eyed Peas there to get it out there.
They'll get over
it. Okay, Mark, what are the three digits to crack the vault?
52-22-11. Or, I'm sorry, 55-22-11.
Yes, that is correct.
Yay.
I was about to say no, but...
Yep. I screwed up the twos.
Yeah, all right. Mark, you've got yourself a $50 party tab to use down at the vault, all right?
All right, thank you.
Congratulations. Enjoy that. Yesterday, I had to get a driver's license, or renew my driver's license.
Because your birthday's tomorrow.
No, my driver's license expires tomorrow.
Because your birthday's tomorrow.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Happy birthday.
So anyway.
Happy birthday, Andy.
Do I need to shut your mic off?
Happy birthday. No, you don't have to. Just say thank you.
Okay.
No, you don't want to say thank you? Happy birthday.
All right. Why do people say happy birthday when you're not excited about your birthday?
Why aren't you excited about your birthday,
Why do I have to say thank you?
Because I said happy birthday.
Well, I don't treat my birthday as an all-out celebration of me.
You should.
No, you really don't need to. It's just Saturday.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Anyway, back to the point. Now, if we could get back on the road. I go down to get my license yesterday. And the one thing that does drive me crazy, I understand why, because it would cost them money to do it. But the county will not accept a card for anything. Go to get my birth certificate.
Yeah.
Cash. You know, and it drives me crazy. You know, you renew your license.
It's only like $10 though, isn't it?
It was 15.
Oh, they've gone up.
And so I do that. I had to go. I didn't have cash on me. And by the way, driver's license renewal is $20 now. I did not know that. So I go to the ATM.
I think I knew that.
I had to go to the ATM that was there. I was not going to, at that point, drive all the way across downtown to get to an ATM that would not charge me fees. Right.
You would have wasted more in gas.
Probably. Anyway, so I end up paying the $3 charge plus whatever my bank will penalize me for not using their ATM.
Right.
To get $40 in cash out so I can pay for this birth certificate and my renewal on my driver's license.
Because tomorrow's your birthday.
I hate paying ATM fees.
I agree.
I hate it.
I hate it. There are some banks that will refund your...
Yeah, but still, but it doesn't matter. The ATM's still charging you.
Right.
And I hate it. I hate it. It's one of those things I absolutely hate paying for. Like parking. I hate paying for parking.
Agreed.
To me, parking, if you have a parking lot, it should be free to... Now, there isn't... I can't think of a parking lot in town that you have to pay to go into. You know, outside of like the ramps downtown.
Yeah, you know? And most of those are like when they charge us during the day. Yeah. Like in the weekends and
yeah, it's all wide open. Yeah. But like if you go to Valley Fair, they charge you to park, then they charge you to go in the park.
I know. It's ridiculous.
You know, it drives me insane. I don't mind it so much going to a game like at the Dome.
Yeah, you know you're going to pay.
Because they don't have parking lots.
Right.
You know, so it doesn't bother me as much then. But like when I'm just going to a place that has their own massive parking lot and you have to pay to use it.
Or just parking meters in general.
It drives me insane. Like when we went to that Royals Twins game a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Did we have to pay to park there? I don't think so. That is a massive, it's two stadiums spot and a huge parking lot.
I don't remember paying to park there.
I don't think so. I don't think we did. But anyway, I hate paying ATM fees. I hate paying for parking. I absolutely loathe them. There's nothing else in the world I would.
I'm on board with that.
I would rather set $5 on fire than have to pay for parking. I really would. Just despite the parking Nazis.
Yeah. I love going to get my hair done and getting it colored and stuff, but I hate paying $80. Like, I love going. It's relaxing. I love getting my hair colored and getting the cut done and the nice head massage. I love it. But the $80 every single time you go drives me nuts.
What do you hate paying for? 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 22 the high. Snow still coming down. Looks like it's starting to taper off a little bit. Or maybe it's just because the light is starting to shine outside. I'm not sure which. So what do you hate paying for? Me, it's ATM fees and parking.
I hate paying to get my hair done.
Anything I can to avoid paying for either of them.
I love getting my hair done. I just hate paying for it.
Yeah. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Let's see here. Alex is on the phone. How are you, Alex?
Good.
So what do you hate paying for?
Okay, so when I was 21, me and my husband just got married, and we were honeymooning out in Los Angeles, and our hotel did not have a parking lot. So we had to pay a parking lot, like pay for parking in this random parking lot two blocks down every day that we were there. What? And that was just, it was kind of mind-blowing to me because I've lived in South Dakota my whole life, and every hotel I've ever gone to has free parking. But in Los Angeles, it's just unheard of.
Why didn't you find a different hotel?
It was a hotel that we had already booked, like, you know, for our honeymoon and everything. But I, like, and when we talk to people there, it's like, no, like, if you're within, you know, 5 miles of the airport, which we were, you're going to have to park in a parking lot that's nearby and pay for parking.
Did you book the honeymoon on your own or did you use a travel agent?
We booked it on our own. Like,
yeah.
On Expedia or something.
That's why you use a travel agent.
But there's some hotels.
They'll save you some of that.
They will. But there's some hotels in Minneapolis that you have to pay for your parking too.
Yeah.
And that's it's so frustrating.
And I don't stay at those hotels.
Because I was like, I seriously have to pay for parking. Yeah. Are you kidding?
I know. It's ridiculous. I don't get it.
Thank you for the call, Alex.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. I got a couple of texts here. One says, I hate paying for cell phones, and I hate having to pay for data and knowledge when I go over, I hate attachments, when I go over my allowed usage for the month.
Yeah.
I think knowledge was a typo. Usage, probably.
Yeah.
Another one says, I hate paying for my friend's food. Well, that one's real easy to fix.
Yep.
Don't.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's your roommate and they're stealing it out of your house or whatever. Got another one that said, hospital bills. And another one that says, I hate paying for anything over $100. It just makes me cringe to watch all that money go away.
I know what they're saying there.
I do, unless it's something I really want.
Yeah. When I just bought my new kitchen table, and that was like $300, and I hated paying for that.
Yeah, see, when we bought our kitchen table, I had the same feeling. When we got our new TV, I did not have the same feeling.
Weird. I really
not
wanted...
really, because all you... I.
But I really wanted my table, so it's something that I wanted.
All
but...
I need is a card table, just something to eat off of. Doesn't need to be anything fancy. Tom's on the phone. How are you, Tom?
Not too bad.
What do you hate paying for?
Air.
Air.
You know, when you go to the gas station, you got to put air in your tire. Isn't air free? Why do they charge like $1? And then the machine never runs long enough.
Yeah. No, it never does.
I think it's retarded. You got to pay for air.
If you were paying for a volume of air, I'd be okay with it. You know, it stays on. You know,
the nozzle stock or the hose is kinked, which has everything ready. You put your dollar in, and then you start putting air in your tire, or it sticks and lets more air out of your tire. So then you got to run it twice long to put more air back in your tire.
And then it runs out.
Right.
Yeah. Just... I refuse to pay for air. I find a gas station that's got it. Or now I actually have my own air compressor. I usually use that.
Yeah, I just asked.
I got tired of it. I ended up buying one of those emergency ones to put in the car. And yeah, I just refuse to pay for air.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Tom.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye. I got another couple here. My bank recently charged me a $10 fee for excessive activity in my savings account.
Excuse me?
Well, certain types of savings accounts, you're not really supposed to use it like a checking account.
Right.
You're supposed to leave it and sit there, and they usually give you higher interest.
Okay.
So that might be why.
Excessive activity.
If it was excessive activity on a checking account, I'd really have a problem with it. Another one said car repairs. Got another text here that says gas. I hate having to figure out who and how much I have to tip. My kid had a ski lesson out of Great Bear. Am I supposed to tip him?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, you already, that one, I think you're just paying for the lesson already.
And then another one, I got a beer at the Stampede game. They don't have a tip jar out. Am I supposed to tip her too?
No.
Yeah.
If there's a tip jar, you surely can.
Yeah.
But if there's not a tip jar for that type of scenario, no.
All right. We'll take more of your calls and texts. 361-5557 email. Email or text am@hot1047.com. In about 20 minutes, Christy Noem will be calling in. Hang on.
Hot1047.com.